Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time. It's that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? Talking about the men and the women. Yeah, man, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer, from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. Aight? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores, too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
So what is our ideal age? What do you think? You know what? We're going to say 25 to 30. Well, my girlfriend's 21. So
okay, yeah, we'll do 21 to 30. I'm going to put 21. And to be fair, I didn't. I thought she was like 20.
Too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. I'm too sexy for my land. Too sexy for my land.
I'm too sexy for this girl, too sexy for your girl, too sexy for this world, too sexy for this ice, too sexy for that jack, yeah, yeah. I'm too sexy for this chain, too sexy for your game, too sexy for this fame, yeah, yeah. I'm too sexy for the trap, too sexy for that cap, too sexy for that jack, yeah, yeah.
Okay, alright, that's fine. Okay, I'm feeling too sexy to accept requests, and I'm way too sexy to go unprotected. And she popped a Tesla, now she gonna let you. Okay, alright, that's fine. Okay, think we got too sexy for that metro housing. Diamond popped out, almost swallowed 60,000. Section need more things in here, I like it crowded.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, I like it crowded. Oh, you like the boy? Well, tell me what you like about him. You a turned a little thotty, ain't no wife about it. I'ma fuck her friends and send her back to metro housing.
Yeah, I'm too sexy for this girl, too sexy for your girl, too sexy for this world, too sexy for the ice, too sexy for that jack. Yeah, yeah, I'm too sexy for this chain, too sexy for your game, too sexy for this fame, yeah, yeah. I'm too sexy for the trap, too sexy for that cap, too sexy for that jack, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I pop out, get ghosts on the bitch, you don't know where I went. Pray for all my dogs, all my niggas behind the fence. Drippin' in and I was feelin' in a new designer gear by a coaster. Pay attention to the detail, going two-tone on choker. Young niggas always ready to murk, so I'm callin' for smokers. Young nigga have emotion, you don't make sure the car gets hit a 360, windmill when I left the scene. That's that action, her best work on her knees. Too sexy for this cash, too sexy for this surf, too sexy for these pills, I'm too sexy for this. I get cash wherever I fly, got bitches sexing on me. Money, cars, and all this jewelry, make a bit look sexy. I get cash wherever I fly, got bitches sexing on me. Yeah, wow. I'm too sexy for this girl, too sexy for your girl, too sexy for this world, too sexy for this ice, too sexy for that jack, yeah, yeah. I'm too sexy for this chain, too sexy for your game, too sexy for this fame, yeah, yeah. I'm too sexy for the trap, too sexy for that cap, too sexy for that jack, yeah, yeah.
let you today see. I've been kicking shit, might need a prosthetic. I pray through the chopper on my pillow, too fairy.
Fuck that cup and shit, I just wanna be comfortable now, for real. Who you you laughing? Who you wanna pull up with? Who don't care who you dating, long as you care and you trust me. Trying to hear all your problems so I can lighten the load. No, you not fighting alone, cause I'm protecting you from it. Chill, life hard and ex-lovers is like scars, cause it stopped hurting but never forgetting what it was. I wasn't young and my biggest enemy was the club with voicemails on third rings fucking me up.
Come
on,
trust. Why can't you agree with me? Maybe we can be no chill tonight. Maybe I can give you a chill. We've been on a track for months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah.
Okay, they switch up on you, I'm gonna stay the same, yeah. I pull up on you, then put it in with patience. I'm good where we got it without no expectation. What good is the title when shawty been away, yeah. Let me illustrate, yeah. Let my tongue repaint, yeah. It's already wet. Have you had a brainstorm? Everywhere niggas take you, just know to my face, yeah. Modify your energy so your bank and your skin glow. Max feel, let it fly. I be up and there a lot. Just to show you I don't care, go wear it to that nigga house. We don't share our whereabouts or the gossip, the hood love. That's supreme confidence, if we good, that's good enough.
We've been on a track for months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you a chill. We've been on a track for months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah.
All I care about is money and the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should've told you I'm on one, hey. Fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on a strong one. Two white cups and I got that drink. It could be purple, it could be pink. Depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit. Cause I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one. Oh yeah, oh yeah. You know what I like. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm sipping. I teach you how to mix it. But you're the only one. Cause I don't trust these bitches. I don't trust these bitches. They might catch me slipping. So you're the only one. Cause I don't trust these bitches. They might catch me slipping. And put in something different. So you're the only one. Cause I don't trust these bitches. I don't trust these bitches. They might catch me slipping. So you're the only one. Oh, oh. Trust issues. Oh, 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 oh. Trust issues. Oh, oh, trust issues. Oh, 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 oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's call up on drinking, let's all get tasting. On drinking, let's all get wasted. Yeah. Drizzy Drake, check me out, coming live from the motherfucking north side. Kick game, run game, running real good, but never ever had my bitches sitting courtside. Same nigga that you knew way back when, you acting like it's somebody you don't know. Tell me how the fuck we supposed to stay friends when you got a bunch of feelings that you don't show. I could tell certain people don't like me no more. New shit don't excite me no more, guess that they don't really make them like me no more. You could look me in my eyes and see I ain't myself. Cause if y'all what I created, then I hate myself, but still. Let them girls in and tell them all, leave them cell phones on the table where we see them. I'm all day with it, man, AM to the PM. Niggas hating, I just wish that they were saying when they see them all. That's that shit that drives me crazy. And it's all that I've been getting lately. And it's probably why I'm scared to put the time in. Women wanna fuck like that, me and I'm now looking for some things, and I think that I can find them in you, in you. Oh, oh, trust issues. Oh, 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 trust issues. Oh, oh, trust issues. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Let's call up on drinking, let's all get tasting. On drinking, let's all get faded. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Call up on drinking, let's call up and
All right, all right. Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. Let's start these lives off. All right, I'm live on the gram. I'm live on YouTube. Let me go live on Facebook. All right, I'm live on Facebook. Peace to the God. Peace to the gods. Hope everyone doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. I know I am. I hope you are and your family are too. So you are now listening to, damn, just got that going fur all over my sweatshirt. You are now listening to Jonah Bay Show. For all the people that was on the workshop, I know y'all really enjoyed that workshop on the W4T, getting the money back from the IRS, because y'all just blew me up, hitting me like, yo, that information was dope as hell. All daggone Sunday, y'all been hitting me up. Today, y'all been hitting me up. Yo, I'm glad y'all appreciate it. I know y'all going to go out there and use it ASAP, and I want y'all to. And I want to talk about this law right here tonight, because it's going to add on to the information that you have learned during that workshop this weekend. So I put it in YouTube's chat. Let me put it in Blog Talk's chat. There it is. And the last one is Facebook's chat. All right. Make sure y'all get this law and read it along with me. I like it when y'all read along with me. Team USC 1, trust, etc., in restraint of trade, illegal penalty. So just off the title of this law, it's telling you that they can't restrain trust. It's illegal if you mess with the trade of a trust. So it says every contract, combination, in the form of a trust or otherwise, or conspiracy in restraint of trade or commerce among the several states with foreign nations is declared to be illegal. So they can't mess with your trust. It's illegal. They can't make another trust to interfere with trade and commerce that you're trying to do. That's illegal. Or if you're doing commerce with another nation and they're using a trust to try to stop you, illegal. So let me ask you this. I just read to you part of this law. What about Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac? That's a trust. And it's trying to deny you of owning property, and the fundamental rights of the Bill of Rights say the paramount duty of the government is property. Do you know Freddie Mac and Freddie Mae is illegal according to this law? But let me go on. Every person who shall make any contract or engage in any combination or conspiracy hereby declared to be illegal shall be deemed guilty of a felony, and conviction thereof shall be punished by fine not exceeding $100 million if a corporation, or if any person, $1 million, or by imprisonment not exceeding 10 years, or both said punishments in the discretion of the court. Y'all can use this law against them if they're using any corporations or trust to stop you from doing commerce as a trust. So, add on information on how I showed you how to get a 99EIN number for your straw man's name and then turn it into a trust by attaching it to your express trust. They can't do nothing about it. Not even your job can try to go against you using that 99 number instead of that social. For all the people that was on the workshop, y'all know what I'm talking about. For all the people who didn't see that workshop, wasn't involved in the workshop, you can go to jonahbay.com and pick up a copy. The copy is available. Now, I've been going so hard on taxes and the government, they've been messing with my feed and everything. If you go to jonahbay.com, they might not let you get into jonahbay.com when you're trying to use the Google search. So use Bing. I had to use Bing to get to my own website, jonahbay.com. They don't want me teaching what I'm teaching y'all. So do the Bing search engine and put in jonahbay.com. It comes right on up and it allows you to go in. When I tried to go in from Google, it pulled up, but it wouldn't let me go inside. When you go inside jonahbay.com, then you click homepage. And it's right on the home page. Right? Now, there's a lot of people that have been trying to lie to y'all about the W-4T form. They claim it's not a real form. They claim it don't exist. They claim it don't work. Of course it works. Of course it's a real form. The government has scrubbed the internet of the W-4-T form. They don't want you to know that you can undo a W-4 and stop paying taxes. This is why you want to pick up my webinar of that workshop, the IRS workshop, right? Now, also, there was another form that they were supposed to let you know about, but they never did. This is the proper form. It's a W-4V form. Your W-4 form is really a W-4V form, but they don't show you the W-4V form. The reason why they don't show you that form is because if you pull up the form, you look at it, on the form, it tells you it is voluntary. Voluntary withholding request. Y'all have been voluntarily giving your money to the IRS and the government and the state. Now, let me show y'all something that's crazy. If you look at the WV form, number 6, you have a choice of them taking 7%, 10%, 12%, 22%. Even if you was to do the W-4V form, you'd be better off. Because right now, they're taking a third of how much you make on your job. A third. You much better just doing a W-4V and only allowing them to take 7%. That would still allow you to get your money back from the IRS. They don't want you knowing this. They don't want you to be learning this from me. Now, there is a law in, hold on one second. Let me pull it up. Let me pull it up in their header. The Bread Tax Card. Banking Barclays. I'm looking for. I think it's, I'll just go off of memory. All right, let's go to, what's it called? Article of Association or the Article of Confederation. First, we're going to go to Article of Confederation. And it's in Yale. Avalon Project. It's something I want you to show y'all. And Ben Bay, this is especially for you. If it's not in the articles, in the Article of Associations, it's in the Articles of Confederation. But I'll tell you in a second. I think it's in the Article of Confederation. Let me check. I'll be knowing it, but, you know, I don't have it perfectly on the top of my dome, but I know what it says. Give me a second. Okay. Articles of Confederation, Article 4. Pay attention. The better to secure and perpetuate mutual friendship and intercourse among the people of the different states in this union. The free inhabitants of each of these states, paupers, vagabonds, fugitives from justice accepted, shall be entitled to all the privileges and immunities of free citizens of the several states. And the people of each state shall free ingress and regress from any other state. So that means free ingress and regress means the right to travel from and back. You're not supposed to have a passport, y'all. You're supposed to be able to move about freely from state to state. State don't just mean from New York to California. State also means from America to England. England is a state. All right, let me go on. and shall enjoy therein all the privileges of trade and commerce, subject to the same duties and impositions and restrictions as the inhabitants thereof respectively, provided that such restrictions shall not extend so far as to prevent the removal of property imported into any state, of which the owner or inhabitant provided also that no imposition, duties, or restriction shall be laid by any state. It just told you no state can put any duty or imposition on you. That means tax. The state's not allowed to tax you. No state is. And it's all in the Article of Confederation. I keep on telling y'all, y'all don't know the foundational documents. Y'all don't know the documents that belongs to the Republic. The Republic documents is the Article of Association, the Articles of Confederation, the state's constitutions. The state's constitutions before 1933 are your Republic documents. It's the foundation. These are the things y'all need to know and memorize. Y'all aren't doing a good job. Y'all aren't studying them hard enough. So I got to keep on repeating myself over and over again teaching y'all. Y'all need to get this shit down packed. Y'all are suffering because y'all don't know these things. So with that being said, let me open up the call line. See what y'all talking out there. 901-631. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hey, peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. Hey, Donna, I was gonna say, hey, they can also go on DuckDuckGo, you know what I'm saying, and search you up too, because I had to do that for Saturday before I was able to get inside of it. You know, because, yeah, it was down on Google. It wasn't pulling nothing up.
Yeah, you can go on DuckDuckGo to get to JonahBay.com. Y'all got to understand why they doing this to me. Because the information I'm giving y'all is fucking them up. I'm constantly getting attacked. You got to think, ain't no other teachers being shadow banned like me. Nobody. And they're going to keep on doing it as long as I keep on giving y'all this real info by their laws. This ain't Jonah saying it. These are their laws. So y'all better appreciate it, this information, when it's out here.
Most definitely. Hey, I really forgot.
There was $100 million fine for anyone that interferes with your trust. Now you understand why I tell y'all got to put everything in trust. Don't own it yourself. Have it in the trust. The trust own it. You still there?
Yeah. I'm here. Yeah. But I do understand that now. I definitely understand that. Just by you reading it, man, it came real clear to me, you know. And all the information that was taught shared in mine was very, very valuable, because I wanted to make sure that when it comes to my boys, once they start working, you know what I'm saying, man, they can have this information to really be able to enforce it.
I want you to go get your boys EIN 99 EIN today. Go get it for each one
right.
of them. You have it sitting there waiting for them. Go build the credit right now before they even need credit. You feel me? Start them off
right.
the way.
Big facts. Yeah, I'm gonna definitely have to do that. Hey, so man, I can't even remember, man. I got a brain fart. I can't even remember what I was gonna ask you. So I'm gonna have to go back to the show You know what I'm saying? And I probably just have to hit you up Wednesday and ask you.
Okay.
All right. Peace, God.
Peace, God. All right, I'm going to 718-749. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. What up? This is Don T. Got a question about the about using that code 60. I hit you in the email. You said it looked good. So I'm going to go ahead and send that to the original court and send a notary presentment.
Original court, notary presentment, and child support, too.
And the child support injunction, right.
No, the child support unit. The boss of child.
Oh, right, right. Do I send that to the, also send it to the child support union?
That's what I said.
All right. So, notary presentment, child support unit as well. So I send it to the clerk of court.
Yep.
Child support unit.
Yep. The boss of child support. Yep.
So that would be the person is handling person is handling the case of the child support
yes.
case. Okay. So two different people.
Yes.
Okay. Got you. All right. All I had. That's
all
right, I
then
had.
Peace,
thank
God.
You, God.
What's up?
Peace. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I'm going to 530-487. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace. Peace to the God, Jonah Bay. Give thanks for the large sums of cash money and the wealth and finance, the health and wealth that flows to each and every one on the call. Give thanks for the bill. Give thanks for all the gods and goddesses. Give thanks, God. I was just, I got in, chimed in late, so I was like 4:20 when I got in, and so I didn't get to hear the code, but what did it happen to be? 15 USC code 1, section 1?
Yep.
That's wild. See, I'm sitting here shaking my head because I jumped on a live last night, and it came up. The Sherman Antitrust Act had came up, and so I went into that. And I was gonna drop it in. I was gonna drop it in the chat, but I'm like, now let me read it first and get my understanding, overstanding of it first before I drop it in.
I meant to give it to you in the workshop, and it just slipped my mind.
That's wild. That's wild. So I got done with the went to the IRS and got the EIN. But I realized that I didn't put the care of in front of the address. Is that easily
That's
amendable
fine.
Or changeable?
It don't matter.
Okay.
They ain't allowed
okay.
to mess with a trust anyway.
Okay. Okay. And my son, he doesn't have a social. Would I still be able to get that?
You can go get another one with your social in his name.
Woo, lightning strike. Give thanks for the God, yo. Give thanks for the God, the Netaru, Jonah Bay, man. The God is, yo, doing great works. I give thanks for just all these powerful works that's coming forth for the community. So, you know, we're going to continue to do more works, more, study more, and continue to build, God. Give thanks for that workshop. That was powerful. And whoever out there that got a job and y'all need that information, definitely tap into the information, get that 4T workshop. You need to get on everything that the Jonah Bay is presenting to y'all. So give thanks, God. I yield.
Thank you for that praise, man. I appreciate you. Peace. Now, the funny thing, we got on the workshop. I was waiting for a few more people to come in before I started teaching class in the workshop. And the first thing on the workshop, people are giving testimonies on the workshop. It's in the recording. They're giving testimonies of things they've done that worked. It's just some real shit out here, y'all. All right. Next caller, 708-940. Peace to the God. 708-904. Peace, God. What up?
Peace to the God. What's going on?
Not much,
man,
just chilling.
Yeah, man, I see you, man. And as always, man, I appreciate those workshops and those builds, man. You've been spitting straight fire and flames, man.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. I know y'all all been hitting me up with the flaming joint. Yo, the shit was dope. Da da da. I'm like, ooh, damn. Very positive responses to that workshop this weekend.
Man, absolutely, absolutely. So what's interesting is that I was sitting there listening. I was going through my paperwork because I'm working on a major traffic case. And, yo, I go to file my documents online to e-file them into the case, and my case is not popping up at all, but they still sending mail talking about that, you know, they basically trying to move forward with the case. So I just find it real interesting, man. This is, I know I got them on the run, though. So
yeah, you do. You know that.
Yeah.
They try to play them tricks and stuff. See, they know they really shut the case down, but they'll try to bluff you and act like it's still up and running. They want to do anything to try to make it seem like you didn't win, you didn't beat them. But you already know before you start the case, if they don't have a warrant with an affidavit in support of a warrant, they don't have jurisdiction, which means they can't win. All you have to do is keep on repeating that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah, I'm definitely here. So listen, one thing I want to ask you while I got you is I was looking for that actual W4T. I didn't get that code neither, that discount code since I was on the workshop bill.
Everyone who's looking for the discount code, the same damn email you got where it gave you the code to get on to the workshop, it was an email sent for that $25 to that same email. Check your email.
Okay. I might have stumbled past it then. It's all good. I ain't never had no issues before, but I got an email from London,
sent
but
it out
was a
that
blank.
Same
it was a
day.
Blank.
He sent it out that same day. I'll have him send it those emails again. But he sent it out, an email blast to them same emails. But it's the email that you ordered to get on the workshop.
No, no doubt. I definitely received an email from him, but I was saying that the message was blank. It was just basically saying that it was a discount code and then it was blank. It wasn't nothing in it. But I'll go back and check it again. It's all good.
So it didn't have the discount code on it?
No, it didn't have the discount code on it. I received the email from him. It just said that this is an email for the discount code, and I was looking for some numbers, but there was no numbers in there.
No number? Did it have a word it told you to use?
Nope, no word.
Because the word,
I'm looking at it
normally,
right
now. He'll I'll give you an example. It'll say discount code Jonah Beck.
Right.
And it didn't say nothing like that.
No. Nah. But I'll go back and look at it again, bro. Like I said, I'll
talk to Little Scotty and have him check into it.
Yeah, it's all
he
good.
He said,
it's
yo, the brother just said, I got the email and the code was in there. It was a word. Yeah, it's a word.
Okay. Well,
code is a word. You got to read that email again. You might have skimmed it.
True that, no doubt. I ain't putting nothing past it. Like I said, I'll go back and double check it again before I even send you an email or anything else. But
all right, just let me know.
W4T, real quick. No doubt,
yeah.
No doubt. Real quick about the W4T because I ain't gonna hold up the line. So look,
okay, go ahead.
When we was on that, I was trying to figure out the. I know you said that they were in different states. So my question for you is what if it's not in my particular state?
You don't have
do I
to
just
use
go with
it.
The,
use the form
okay.
I gave you because the
okay.
most important thing about any of it is the law that I gave you on the form. The law.
Gotcha.
You could actually write your own shit. You know what I mean? It's the law. You're enforcing a law. It has nothing to do with the form. The law is 26
okay.
CFR. 31.3402 P1.
Yeah. Yep.
the law. You're enforcing laws, bro. You're not enforcing forms.
That's a bit. That's cool. I just wanted to make sure I had that understanding and I wasn't overthinking it. I was overthinking it by asking
the
question, but I'm glad you provided clarity. But yeah, no doubt, man. I appreciate it. Give thanks to the God, man.
All right, peace, God.
Appreciate you, brother. Peace to God.
No doubt. All right, I'm going to call a 478-302. They shut down Facebook already. Facebook ain't up and running. I didn't even bring it back up. Fuck it. But Instagram and YouTube and Blog Talk's running, so it is what it is. 478-302, peace to the God. I don't know. I couldn't hear him, so I'm going to move on. Someone put the code up in the gram. Let me make sure that's the right code. Yep, that's the right code. Red Pill Only, you had put the wrong code. Shaka, of course, put the right code up there. Y'all got to pay attention when I say the code. You got to make sure you put the right code because you went looking for that code and couldn't find it, brother. I don't want that to happen to you. You feel me? Let me also check what's going on YouTube and see if everything's copacetic there. There's other people right here on YouTube saying the code to get the replay for $25 for the people who was on the original webinar. The code is there. You just got to look real good. That's what everyone's saying. Now, Marlon is a cyber tech programmer, and he said he was being facetious, and he asked the question, how could they scrub the internet of the W4T form? And he said, well, son, it's because they own the internet. Of course, they can scrub anything. Ask the same question. How could we Google JonahBay.com and we can't open it from Google? But you can open it from Bing, DuckDuckGo, and all that with no problem. Shadow banning me. They're putting in that work. They said, so is a LLC a good entity to put a car title in? It's much better to put it in a LLC than your straw man's name, but no. It's supposed to be in a trust. A trust is considered a legal person in law, a natural person. It can own property. A LLC is a 14th Amendment citizen. It cannot own property because the LLC is owned by the state. It's owned by the state because you register a LLC with the Secretary of State. So that's a bad thing to do, in my opinion, and that's what the law is saying, all right? It says, Jetpack says, not true, traveling is free to do, but how you travel has rules. Bullshit. This is what I'm saying. Jetpack. Are you out of your mind? You don't know how to read? Read the Articles of Confederation. There is no United States without the Articles of Confederation. The Articles of Confederation says anything that goes against it is null and void. That means it's not a law. They can't add no rules. Your job is to make them do what the Constitution says and the things. Matter of fact, the motherfucking Articles of Confederation is above the Constitutions, all Constitutions, because in the Constitution, it's called the Supremacy Clause. The Supremacy Clause says anything that was in effect before the adoption of this Constitution is the supreme law of the land. It's higher than the Constitution. No Constitution can undo the Articles of Confederation or undo the Articles of Association. You need to learn your fucking laws. Don't come up in my chat talking shit about things you don't know about. Boom! Mic drop. Then he make this stupid ass analogy. You may have the right to use the roads, but you can't set up a hoop in the middle of the road and play ball. You have the right to use the roads, just not the way you want to. That's an agent right there, y'all. That's an agent right there. This is a fucking agent trying to discourage you of the truth. Jetpack, I ain't had a license in 25 years. I got 10 cars. Very nice cars. G-Wagons, Lambos, Rolls Royce, Bentleys, Aston Martins, MBMWs, AMGs, Benzes, right? Motorcycles, Ducatis and shit. I've had accidents, all of that. I ain't never got locked up for it. I ain't never got locked up. How you explain that, Jetpack? Most of the people that have been listening to me for years, they traveling with no license. How can we do that, huh? The right to travel is free. You have to enforce it. Just say you don't know how to enforce it, or just tell the truth that you are an agent. Because that's what you're sounding like now. Or just say you don't know. But to me, you need to just shut the fuck up and listen and learn. Go check out what I'm saying. I bet you didn't pull up the Articles of Confederation when I just told you to pull it up. I bet you didn't pull it up. Because you just want to talk. Everyone going in on this dude. Everyone. It ain't just me going in on him. Everyone going in on him. He's a goddamn idiot. With that being said, hold on. Let me go for it. See if it's another caller or something. I don't see no more callers. I guess he's never listened to my shows and heard all the testimonies of the injunction, all the injunctions that I put together that's based on the actual foundational laws of this so-called government. He don't even understand that even governments got rules. Governments can't do what they want to do. They're subject to rules just like we're subject to rules. They cannot exceed their powers that we gave them to govern. That's just a fact. It sounds like he studies SPC shit. He don't know anything. You know, we don't study SPC shit around here because it don't work. He says injunction means by decree. Exactly. It does. And we decreed they can't mess with us, and they stopped messing with us. Get your fucking knowledge up, dude. You need to fuck. He says it's a court action. Obviously, he don't know that court is paperwork. Court is the paperwork you write. He believes court is going down to a state building that they call the courthouse. That's not court.
We live in America. The court is the people. The only court is a trial by jury. That means the people come in and decide that it's court. You write the people in affidavits what you trying to say, and the unrebutted affidavit stands as truth in law. And then the jury decides that the truth that you put in your affidavit is true. That's the only court. There is no building called a courthouse, not in America. It was never set up that way. In America, you had something that was called the judge's circuit. That means the judge would go around each state and each county and hold court that day and do a jury, a panel jury, so that they could have court. And then the judge would sit there and hear both sides and make sure that everyone was being fair and impartial. That's what a real judge is supposed to be doing. The shit y'all deal with today is not judges. They are administrators. And they be practicing law from the bench. All of that shit is bullshit, and it's not real. That's why y'all need to use the constitutions and the things that existed before the Constitution that made the Constitution possible and enforce your rights. Make them abide by those things. This is why they take an oath to uphold the Constitution. They don't take an oath to uphold nothing else. This is why they have to have a bond, because if they go against the Constitution when you're enforcing it, you get to go after their bond and collapse it. But of course, he doesn't know how to do that either, because he's too busy listening to people's opinions instead of actually learning law. The whole key is to know law. See? So I'm glad that they didn't cut my feed today. They figured I'm not going to cut his feed. I'm going to try to disrupt his class. But you can't stop my class. I know my shit by heart, boy. Anything you say, I could undo with law off the top of the dome. Ain't nothing you can do or say. So I invite you to come back, Jetpack. ISO Jetpack. Straight computer. Straight agent. You know what I mean? But, yo, that's my show for today. I'll see y'all again Wednesday. Hope y'all enjoyed the show. I know I did. Peace to God.